Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
On July 26, 1953, the Cuban Revolution begins. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Cuba has long played a large role in the American imagination, the object of what Theodore Roosevelt's generation thought of as liberation. The island was removed from Spanish control as a result of the 1898 Spanish-American War. Just over half a century later, on this date in 1953, the nation was the scene of a prolonged revolution that was to last through much of the decade of the 1950s, and which still, in many ways, shapes not only the life of Cuba, but Americans' relationship to it. Long an object of ambition for the slave power, which saw Cuba as a sphere of expansion for human chattel, Cuba had been the center of what was known as the Golden Circle, a white supremacist plot to add the island to the slave-owning interest and thus gain ever more power in the councils of the United States. By the late 19th century, after the Civil War and the 13th Amendment, Cuba remained a source of fascination. The defeat of the Spanish was part of the American ethos of empire, the idea, championed by many, and particularly by the publisher William Randolph Hearst, that the United States had a global destiny. Cuba's support for corrupt autocrats culminated in the reign of Batista, who seized power in a 1952 coup. In history, of course, nearly every action has a reaction, and the Cuban Revolution grew out of profound dissatisfaction with the oligarchical designs of Batista and his allies. Led by the Castro brothers, Fidel and Raúl, the revolution began with an armed skirmish on July 26, 1953, with an unsuccessful attack on a barracks of the regime. The Castros were imprisoned, but it was only the beginning. "Condemn me," Fidel Castro said at his trial. "It does not matter. History will absolve me." That history would be shaped in the coming years. Freed under pressure, Castro would lead an ultimately triumphant movement to topple Batista, who was deposed as 1958 became 1959. This set the stage for Castro's decades-long reign as a communist dictator. He would bedevil numerous American administrations. President Kennedy would launch the disastrous Bay of Pigs operation in a failed attempt to recapture the island from communist influence in 1961. And in 1962, Armageddon nearly came when the Soviet Union sought to deploy nuclear missiles only 90 miles from American shores. On the eve of the events of July 26, 1953, Castro had told his fellow revolutionaries, "You may be victorious or defeated in a few hours, but hear this well, comrades. This movement will triumph anyway. If you are victorious tomorrow, our aspirations will become true sooner. If not, the gesture will serve to set an example for the Cuban people to take up the flag and keep going forward. Here we cry out for the first time, freedom or death. You already know the objective of the plan. Without any doubt, it is a dangerous plan, and everyone coming with me tonight must do it of their own free will. You still have time to decide." And time, it turned out, was very much on Castro's side. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually million-dollar advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.